Peek into a few backyards in Italian or Greek neighborhoods, and it's very possible you will find a fig tree that was once smuggled over as a sapling from the old country. It's a sign of the devotion many people feel for fresh figs, which are now in season. Ted Lee, the author of the cookbook Simple, Fresh, Southern, grew up in Charleston, South Carolina, where brown turkey figs are common. He's here today to talk about figs for this week's Last Chance Foods. Hi, Ted. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks so much. Delighted to be here.
And you say the last couple of weeks have been the height of the fig season in Charleston.
Exactly. We've all been putting up fig preserves.
And
in a big way.
I took a look online at the brown turkey fig. Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
As opposed to the name for it, it makes you a little wary when you hear of the brown turkey fig. But it's a beautiful brownish purple skin. And it looks like the figs I get in my little green basket in the grocery store. Is it?
Absolutely. That is it. And brown turkey is actually one of the most common varieties of figs in North America, others being mission fig, which are grown more on the West Coast. Brown turkey figs are more an East Coast thing. And there are white figs, which are green.
I've seen those.
Have a red interior.
Yeah.
And there are also yellow figs, which are green and have a sort of yellowy interior.
What do you like about the brown turkey fig?
Well, I like that they're very versatile. I think they're delicious to eat out of hand, but they also cook really nicely. They're very sweet. You know, the flavor of figs is interesting because it's sugary, first off, but it also has sort of like cola-like notes. Also, some are sort of creamy and have like a almost coconut flavor.
And when you're cooking with them, what do you like to do with them?
Well,
it's easy to just cook them down and put them in a preserve or put them in a chutney, but how else do you like to use them?
I think they go well with pork, all manner of pork, just pork chops even, just stew them down. One recipe that we like to make because it involves two Charleston ingredients is pork tenderloins with fig and Madeira gravy, and you cook the figs down in Madeira, the fortified wine. Another classic and less well-known Southern recipe is pickled figs, and pickled figs actually uses underripe figs, and it's a perfect, you know, it's the perfect use for someone who can't get to them before the squirrels and birds get to them. And you pick them when they're underripe, so they're very firm, and you actually pickle them and make them a really crunchy pickle, and the flavor is completely different because it has less sugar content, and it's more like, you know, has the crunchiness of a cucumber.
So really underripe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I should ask, since I bet you a lot of WNYC listeners probably have fig trees in their backyards. How do you know when they're ready to go, when they're ripe?
You'll see. I mean, they are heavy, and they'll sort of pull the branches down, and you'll probably see the first one fall.
I generally associate figs with Mediterranean cuisine.
Yes.
How do figs factor into Southern culture?
Well, what's interesting about figs, growing up in South Carolina, figs are more like an incidental food. It's not really something that you might get at the market. It's something that's usually handed to you from someone who has a big fig tree in the backyard. If you don't have a fig tree, you're always wanting to get in the backyard of someone who does have a fig tree. We have a friend who's 90 years old, and he does not like figs. And he happens to have the biggest tree in downtown Charleston. And he actually puts up hundreds of jars of preserves every year because it really is an obligation. Like, you have to share it with people.
Yeah, you can't let those figs go to waste.
You can't let them go to waste.
What should I look for in picking out a fresh fig?
Oh, right. When you're buying fresh figs, you want to look for ones that feel heavy in the hand, but be careful when you touch it because their skin is so soft and so easy to blemish, really. But they really are the very definition of last chance food because their season is so short and they are so perishable.
Ted Lee, along with his brother Matt Lee, are the authors of the cookbook Simple, Fresh, Southern, Knockout Dishes with Down-Home Flavor. Thanks for coming in and talking about figs.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
To learn more about figs and to get the Lee Brothers recipe for fig preserves, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about food and my Last Chance Foods interviews. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.